This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is Thursday. This is Tune In with Erica. I am Erica, and hey, it's good to be with you. Hello, hello, hello. First show in December, feeling very seasonal. I've got the mince pies, I've got the log burner lit, I've got the cup of tea. I've saved you some mince pies. I've stopped eating mine because, well, talking to you with a mouthful of mince pies, well, that would be rude, wouldn't it? Nice to get together with you. If you're in the Facebook chat room, I've just put you up a picture of a very moody December sunset that we have here overlooking the ocean. It has been tipping it down with rain all day, in fact, all week here. I've got webbed feet, but today, tonight, it's cleared up, so I've put a picture in the Facebook chat room for you. If you'd like to come and join us in the Facebook chat room, it is extremely easy to do. All you have to do is go to the website 12radio.com, and you'll see there are lots of options down the side, down the left-hand side, one of which is on demand, where you can catch up with my show. I'll do this show as soon as I can. It gets recorded. I'll put it up on the on demand. You can also find information about the hosts, and you have an option to chat. So click the chat, come on in, and see all the lovely people who are currently coming into the 1-2 Radio chat room. I can see that I have Maureen and Suzanne and Laura and Tiffany and Renee and Tara and Sandy, and also some comments as well. So I will sort that out into all comments, so you're all in the right order, as opposed to a jumble, which is what Facebook tends to do with things. And I will get in there and do you some readings as well. I'm going to be taking you through my December starscopes. And I have the decks here that I've used for the starscope. So I have my Angel Wisdom Tarot. I have my fairy deck, Karen Kay. Well, my fairy deck. It's Karen Kay's fairy deck. Karen Kay has been on my show as a guest in previous years. She lives quite close to me here in Cornwall. And she is a fairy ambassador and has these fabulous decks. So I'm using her deck. And I've just drawn at the last minute to get some dragons in. So I have a dragon deck as well. So if you want tarot, angel tarot, or fairies or dragons for a reading, let me know in the chat room and I can do that. But first, to make sure I get it in for everybody, I want to take you through my December starscopes, which, as you know, are an alchemy of astrological signs, tarot insight, and angelic or other oracle card guidance. And as it is December, it is a month filled with the light of candles and thoughts of angels and fairies, no matter how you choose to celebrate. So this month I have used my Angel Wisdom Tarot paired with Karen Kay's Oracle of the Fairies to bring you their joy and guidance. And December's ruling angel is Anael, A-N-A-E-L, the angel of romantic love. Great news if you've got plans under the mistletoe. And Anael has dominion over the air, so I suppose you could say love is in the air. And of course, her planet is Venus, and we certainly need the power of Venus around us. The moon is in Libra today. I am reliably informed by my wonderful colleague C.A. Brooks, who writes in Mark's Power Peak. If you don't get the Power Peak and you want to know what's going on astrologically, sign up. It's absolutely free and you get a very, very thorough rundown of each day and what the astrological lineup and meaning and how to make the best of it. So thank you, CA, for that, and Mark for organising the whole thing. I had a message last year for this time when I wrote the starscopes, and it's still very relevant for various reasons. It has resonance, so I'm going to go through it again, because we are traversing a tough course in living on planet Earth, especially if you're living in the Middle East. And alas, perhaps we need lessons to push us collectively into a more compassionate frame of mind and force us to evaluate what and who really matters. However, if you have struggled with mental health, with finances, or with loss, or compassion fatigue, well, in this moment, I pray for grace to surround you, because we can all use some grace. And I and many others have walked there with you. And when loss comes in whatever form, the only thing to be done is grieve and be thankful for the time you had together and vow to make your life as fulfilled as you can in honour of their memory. Our loved ones through the veil don't want to see us sad. They want to see us living and being fulfilled. And I know some days when the pain and doubt absolutely cripple us, that's very hard to do. But I can only share that in my experience, those days just have to be acknowledged and be as gentle as you can with yourself and know that other days will be better. And love and hope are both eternal. So this month holds the seed of renewal as we reach the solstice, one of my favourite celebrations, when the sun is reborn. So choose light and life and know that at your very core, you are here with a purpose. No matter what your station in life, you matter very much indeed. And you are always loved beyond measure by your angels and many more beyond. So those were my thoughts as I set up December starscopes. I'm going to start with the birthday people, Sagittarius, ruled by Jupiter. And oh, a journey, Sagittarius. Just what restless Sag souls relish. But is it inside you or out in the world? Both is the answer. Look inside at your inner truth, the landscape of your life, and ask what you need to leave behind as we reach the nadir of the year and the shortest day and the longest night. Shake it all up. Shake out those long-carried bags and don't allow your mind to talk you out of it. It's not all doom and gloom. This is the season of glitter and party. So enjoy the light on the outside as you seek out the gems in the dark. Capricorn, everyone else seems to be engaging with the spirit of the celebration season, but somehow, try as you might, you can't find that feeling. So perhaps you feel tempted or obliged to spend more than you might wish. A natural caution for Capricorn, ruled by Saturn. And on top of it all, there may be choices coming your way concerning how or where you earn your crust. But one thing is for sure, the times they are changing. So the best advice is to go with the flow. You don't have to know what's around the river bend. Aquarius, spend, spend, spend is the message coming at us from all sides as Christmas and the holiday season approaches. So sometimes you may feel impulsively generous and then be cramped by reproach that you really shouldn't be splashing out. At the heart of this is a deeply held belief about the power of money. If lack was your childhood state, then spending is sure to trigger you. Perhaps you push prosperity away because you think that having money will alter you as a person. Well, it won't, unless you let it. Money is like water, it flows. What you do with the water is what counts, and you are the water carrier. So look for that balance. Pisces, as nature slows down, we throw everything into this season. So much to do, so many deadlines abound. And this is the time to remember that no man or woman is an island. Ask for help if you need it. Conversely, lend a hand when you can see someone else is struggling. It's a time for joy shared and for caring. It's the season of coughs and colds, and your immune system works better when you are not stressed. So make a choice to pace yourself, do what you can do, and keep it simple as they did in times of old. Aries, first sign of the zodiac, pay attention to your wishes, hopes, and dreams this month. Let's just imagine that every thought you have, every wish you make comes true. Would you really like the outcome? Remember the legend of King Midas. Everything he touched turned to gold, even his beloved daughter. In the end, the dream was a nightmare. So wish wisely as the year draws to a close. Your powers of manifestation are heightened this month. You are the magician, so be careful where you point that wand. Taurus, this time of year can bring back memories which make us sad. And we recall loved ones and how it used to be, and the family get-togethers and the traditions around the table. Fond remembering is wonderful, but not good if you can't feel the love because of the sorrow. And if this sounds like you, or you know someone who approaches the season with dread for this reason, it's time to turn things around. Our loved ones are never gone, just in another energetic room. Do you think they really want to see you sad? No, of course not. They miss you too, but they're still enjoying the season as they watch you celebrate. Gemini. And we're off. Pack your bags and your passport. This month you will feel passionate about life, confident in good outcomes. You may find yourself faced with events that require immediate action. The whole world spins so fast you feel topsy-turvy. Take action by all means, but also pause and take time before you leap. Draw on your inner wisdom. What feels right weighed against what looks right. Once you know, get to work, make plans, take steps, but listen to your intuition. Cancerians, every cloud has a silver lining, they say, and it does. Well, mostly. This may feel like a month of dualities. On the one hand, life is looking good and prosperous, but something inside is unsettling. Is a nagging gremlin telling you that you don't deserve it? Trust me, if you have good fortune, you've earned it. Lack is not your birthright, abundance is. And another thing, you don't have to work all hours to deserve it. All work and no play is not to your advantage. Leo. You know, sometimes in this season, I have a hard time deciding which feels better, the giving or the receiving. Are you a gracious and grateful receiver? Can you take a compliment without feeling you ought to say something back? That is a gift you can cultivate for yourself. By all means, say something nice, if you really mean it. Equally, if there's something you really, really want, ask. There's nothing so empowering about genuine honesty, and it is a great healer. Virgo, your motto is often, I serve. Great, but what about I give myself permission to let my hair down? If the mere thought triggers a loss of peace of mind, pay attention. You are also a sign who likes organization and neat pigeonholing. So when things seem up in the air or you are beset by choices, that can trigger you too. So be honest about which invitation you want to accept. That will bring you joy. Politely decline the rest. Allow yourself to relax into the season like a delicious hot bubble bath. Libra, the moon is in your sign today and abundance abounds this month. It may be financial, but remember that abundance and prosperity come in many guises. First of all, be open to good fortune. Be generous in your relationships. Forgive if you need to and move on. Abundance is a flow. So allow, give and take, and communication will be key this month too. Events may move with great speed, be decisive, focused and keep a sharp mind to shift through the details. And finally, thank you for being patient, Scorpio. Let there be light. In this case, the enlightenment of learning. And the learning in question concerns emotions. You are a deeply feeling sign, and sometimes those emotions are running the show. Don't view life as black and white this month. Allow that light to shine through the greys, the silvers and the blues. You may also get lightning flashes of inspiration, brilliant ideas. Make sure, please, that you write them down. Okay, those are the starscopes for December. If you want to catch up with them again, you will find them on the front page of 1-2-Listen. You will also find them with my thoughts on December on my website, which is angelhandsheal.com. So now I'm going to refresh the Facebook page because you've been very patient and I can see things going on in there and I'm curious. So I'm going to go in there and find out what is going on and who wants a reading and just make sure I say hello to everybody. So I had said hello to Maureen and Sandy, Renee, Tiffany, Laura, Tara, Suzanne and Denise. And I can see you asking for cards. Let me just see where I am in the show. Okay, I'm fine for time. Let's do this thing. So Maureen, hello, my Libra sister. We have the moon in our favor today. You would like a message for your son, Ryan, who's looking for gainful employment after being let go from his job 2 days before Thanksgiving. Ooh, that stinks. Okay, let's send him some grace and love. And when you say gainful employment, let's find him something that would really be fulfilling and make his heart sing. So I've got the Angel Wisdom deck, although I have a feeling there's a dragon coming on. But let's start with the Angel Wisdom deck. And there we have a card. I'm sure I felt one come out. I did. Interestingly, what I have here, Maureen, is a major arcana card and it's balance. It comes with Archangel Zadkiel, who works with our thought processes in our mind. So instantly I'm drawn to the knowledge that the way for him to find gainful employment is to find this balance in his mind of not being knocked back by having been let go. Don't let it affect his path in the future. It's awful. It takes our confidence away when something happens like that. But I can see here, because I've got Zadkiel and balance, that he can find a way, but he needs to balance his thoughts out so that he isn't carrying the energy of I've been let go, and that's very damaging when then you try and go into another interview. I have the fairies here because fairies are ace manifestors, and I hold them to my heart and I ask if they would please give me a message for Ryan, and instantly a card comes out. I've got the most beautiful fairy of light. She comes with beautiful, shimmering light rainbow wings. She's the fairy queen of light. And she comes to shed love and light into your current situation and to remind you that light can penetrate the darkness. So we've got this fairy of light adding to Zadkiel's message that he needs to look to the future and let that past knockback go. Maybe there's a better job waiting. Who knows? And I do feel he wants a dragon because I just felt the dragons come in. So is there a dragon? Whoops. Oh, that flew out of the deck. I have a water dragon with a beautiful column and a crystal. And he's underwater with beautiful fish. Helps you flow easily around obstacles. And this dragon's bringing in the Christ light as well. So go with the flow. Again, the same message, flow around the obstacle. That is going to be key to him getting another job, is looking forward and not back, and maybe finding a way to look at the fact that his previous job is gone is going to open another door. I can say with my hand on my heart from experience, I once had a job, a contract I'd had for 12 years go in one day, and I did actually think, now how am I going to pay the mortgage? And that's when I joined One to Listen. So open up to what you want and just see that the other, maybe it's an opportunity. So Sandy, you would like a message. You had a job interview with Company L on Wednesday and they asked you to inform them by email that you're interested, so you can take the next test. You've emailed today. You haven't heard back any messages. Well, maybe it'll take longer than a day, but let me just ask the cards, because I'm hearing it may take them till next week to come back to you. I've got a Ten of Swords, which means the end of a difficult situation and being able to walk into a new beginning. So I think that it says an opportunity for happiness and the weight off your shoulders. So I think they are saying to you, don't worry that you haven't heard back yet. It may be too soon. Maybe they've got several people to consider and they're not going to reply till they get to the other side of next week. So keep the faith is what I would say. Renee, happy December to you. Tiffany, good morning. Happy December to you too. You'd like a card reading, applying for a business loan. What do I need to know? I'm instantly drawn to the fairies for a business loan. So let me just have a look at what's going on here. So, beloved fairies, helping out Tiffany for a business loan. what fairy would like to send a message. Do I have a fairy message? Am I connected to the right deck? Yes, I am. Now that's interesting because I've got a fairy that says fairy spotting, and this is usually going out and about looking for fairies. But the message on it is seeing is believing. And they're saying, in fact, the opposite is true, is believing is seeing. So if you believe that you're going to get the loan, then you will. Turn it round that way. Believing is seeing. That's the messages from the fairies who are just ace manifestors. Laura, good morning. Happy December to you too. You would like a message. I'm going to go to the tarot deck. Clear it. What message do I need for Laura today? Is there a message? Yes, there is. Two messages you have. I have a major arcana card, the Star, which I always love, comes with Archangel Jophiel, who helps us find the beauty or the uplift in light. She also looks like the water carrier Aquarius, because of course she has these two urns pouring water, and we know that this water will never run out. And she is inspiration in challenging times. She's the light at the end of the tunnel, and she comes with the King of Fire, the King of Wands. This guy is just the most motivational, passionate, inspiring king you could possibly pull out of the deck. Sometimes he can be a bit theatrical or ambitious, but it doesn't matter because he's just a leader, and he doesn't take, no doesn't occur in his vocabulary. He's someone who sees the vision and goes for it. So those are you've got the Star of Inspiration and this wonderful King of Fire. So hopefully you'll feel inspired and likely to go for whatever you need to go for. Tara, happy Thursday to you too. Suzanne, listening to me live today, that's delightful to have you on board. Any card reading will be appreciated around whatever it's important to know. Wonky energy this week. Okay, I'm going to bring you a dragon in. Dragons are good at wonky energy. So which dragon would help Suzanne with her wonky energy to get her back on track and feeling fired up or empowered? Because these dragons come in many forms. They come in intergalactic and they come in elements and dimensions. So let's see, is there a dragon that would help Suzanne? Yes, there is. Two dragons. First of all, we have a grounded dragon. We have an earth and air dragon. So that's an elemental dragon that steps into this earth's energy with us and represents a perfect balance of heaven and earth. So this is a message about staying balanced, grounded in your vision, because that's what helps you to manifest. And as I say, this dragon has beautiful blue wings, but a kind of a brown, almost reptilian wooden body, a very earthy body. So stay grounded. And then, but then the higher message, I've got a golden orange dragon came with it. Now, these are the higher realms. This is a fifth dimensional dragon. Beautiful orange color, expands your light for ascension. And this dragon is surrounded by books and pages and has a quill in its hand. So the message is, you are writing your future. Stay grounded in this earth, but write your own future. That is the message from that dragon. Let me see where I am for time. Make sure I'm not going to run out. I'm fine. Okay. And I hope that helps with your wonky energy, Suzanne. Denise, good morning. You would like a dragon as well, if time allows. Yes, time does allow. Thank you, Archangel Metatron, for holding the time and space. So which dragon, as I hold you to my heart, would like to manifest for Denise with a message? I tune into the dragon heart and I get... Nope, that one didn't come out. Let's try again. Tune into the dragon heart for Denise. There we go. Again, you've got a hybrid dragon. This time it's an earth and fire dragon. And this dragon is in a wood and it's scorching a path through the wood, but it's not harming the trees either side. It's just clearing the way. And there's a sigil on the rock, a kind of uncurling that swirling sigil on a rock, and the message is this dragon will work with you to clear any fifth dimensional ley lines, It's a time for service. So this dragon is about doing things for the planet. So if you're willing to do something that will help the planet, even if you just hold the intention to clear the ley lines, which are like the acupuncture lines of our planet, that helps our planet live and survive well and survive everything that we're doing to it, this dragon will work with you if you could do something nice for the planet. It comes also with an air and fire dragon. So you've got fire twice here. You've got an earth and fire and an air and fire dragon. And the air and fire dragon expands your creative energies and harnesses your creative. And there's a volcano in the background exploding, and this dragon is a beautiful light blue for the air and this ribbon of fiery belly down. So the dragons want to work with you in that way, and I hope you'll find a way forward, because if you can attract these dragons to you, then they will work with you, and you can... Dragons are just amazing to work with. They're just ace manifestors. So let me see where we are. Okay, 4 minutes, just. I want to pull a card for you today if you are not in the chat room, because I realise not everybody can get in there. So let me just do that. So a card for you, even if you're listening to the on demand. There we go. So a card for you whenever and wherever you are. And I have the beautiful Two of Water. It's a card about falling in love, either with a person or with life. It's about the romance of life. It's also about forgiveness, because when we carry unforgiveness, it weighs us down. It's that old adage, carrying unforgiveness is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It doesn't work. Forgive them. Forgive the person, not what they did, if necessary. But forgiveness is at the key of this. So, and don't give up on people you know. Forgive them. Give them a chance to be better. If they don't behave well, sure enough, walk away. But try forgiving them before you do that. So that is the message. What else can I do very quickly? This is something I wanted to fit in because I wanted to talk about it. The advisors on One to Listen are all recording holiday messages. And if you look, they're starting to populate the front page of One to Listen. So I did one today. I'm quickly going to play it because I'm running out of time. This was my holiday message to you.
Hi, this is Erica from One to Radio and One to Listen. And you know, I love writing letters and cards, real ones with ink and paper. For me, it makes this season of reconnection to those we have met through life special. So, when I contemplated what to offer on this holiday message, I thought I'd write you a letter. My dear listener, I spent some time today asking what I should focus on for this holiday season, and my attention was drawn to a simple word. Just five letters, yet it carries the gift of hope, the lift of angel wings, and it can pack a punch like a prize fighter when needed. F-A-I-T-H, faith. Over the years, I happen to have learned to trust in faith. It takes practice. I learned to trust in faith and the power and peace and strength it can bring to your dearest wishes and darkest hours. You don't have to belong to a religious tradition to have faith. Faith can stand alone and walk alongside us all the way through life. Nature teaches us that the light of dawn will always follow the dark. Life is a cycle. What gets us through is faith. So this holiday season, whether you believe in a higher power or not, have faith. Have faith in life, in others, and most of all, in yourself. You are awesome. Yours faithfully, Erica.
So I hope you enjoyed that. There are some fabulous messages on the front page of One to Listen, so please do go and take a look. I'm coming up on time, so thank you for joining me today. Stay with One to Radio, because Jay and Raven are on the way with your exclusive backstage pass. I'll be back with another Tune In with Erica at the same time next week. Until then, take care of yourself. Lots of love, and bye-bye for now.